just heard a snippet of the new single Rebel Phase by multi-award winning country band The Prairie States here on Music's Journey. Mixing the old with the new, The Prairie States were born out of the desire to put a fresh spin on the country song in country music. The Prairie States released their debut album, A Lost in the Right Direction, in June of 2018, which spawned three singles for the Multibass Top 100. Since then, the band has released three more singles, Every Little Town, Low Life, and High That I Am Riding, all of which also cracked the top 100 and led to the band winning Country Music Alberta Awards, the Album of the Year, and Group Duo of the Year in 2021. The group's latest release, Rebel Phase, released on indie label Willing Records Universal, is about taking a soaring leap of faith without a parachute into a lifestyle that falls beyond the horizon of normal. It's about roots that continue to grow but never stay planted, and living a life that is chosen. It's an example of the band's dedication to their craft, and ready with a stack of brand new recordings, the band shows no signs of slowing down. With nine Country Music Alberta Awards, here to talk about their new single and new music is Mike Nash of the award-winning country band The Prairie States. So excited to have you guys on the show. Congratulations on the indie label for Willing Records Universal. That is amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, we're pretty pumped about it. It's nice to have Bobby and the team in our corner and being as excited as we are about what's coming up. So it's awesome. We're pretty stoked.
What a great start. Great start for 2022.
Yeah. It's kind of like when everything starts to line up, it does all line up, and so between, Willing and now being on board with Sakamoto, mm-hmm. and kind of everything that's kind of getting planned for the fall, we're feeling pretty darn good about ourselves right now. So
when it comes, it all comes at once, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always that thing where it's like it feels great because we've just been working hard, nonstop since 2017 when we got the thing rolling. So to have it finally have people on board who are as big of believers as we are, makes it feel like you've been working for. It hasn't all been for naught.
Well, you guys have worked really hard, and I have to tell you, the sound that you guys have is so refreshing to Canadian country radio. I absolutely love the sound.
Oh, that's awesome. We've heard it in the past. We're like, we love it. We just don't know where it fits. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, right in the middle of it, I think. We're a little bit of. It seems like we're a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I'm getting really excited that people are starting to, find where we fit too. So it's good.
Well, I think country music has changed so much in this genre just in the last, 10 years, 20 years. And we've seen that fluctuation, but especially in the last 10 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's the right timing. I think it's funny when you see other bands that have come up, like Emerson Drive. Over their time, they came up with the boys band, and mm-hmm. they seem to hit really well just coming off the tail end of that. And then you guys are coming in off this really fresh sound that's coming out in country radio, but you guys got a very unique sound all your own. You can really hear all the different influences and music that you guys have.
Yeah, I think we wear it on our sleeves, that's for sure. I mean, we're huge fans of great songs and great songwriters. So, we try and really spend a lot of time on honing that craft and making sure that the songs are telling a story, or, trying to give a little bit of perspective that maybe somebody hasn't heard before, and while also kind of filtering in a little bit of that. I mean, we're fans of rock music. I don't think there's any hiding it. So to be able to pull some of that in and then also having Matt's kind of, he's got
an incredible voice. It's so unique, really unique
is,
to
yeah.
country radio. Yeah,
it is. And I think especially to Canadian country radio, mm-hmm. There's a few folks, on the American side of things that kind of he's a little bit more similar with, like, like with Rascal Flatts or Stapleton or even Eric Church. You know, there's just some uniqueness on those voices. And so I think just in Canadian country, it's great to see that, you know, we're starting to open up and Matt's voice is starting to really cut through. And so, yeah, it's to say the least, yeah, that we do have a unique sound. We do. And I'm just glad that people have stuck around long enough with us
for me, I'm telling you, like, I keep saying this every time I talk about you guys on the radio, is just that unique sound that you have is, as I said, it's refreshing, but at the same time, you guys know how to write. You really know how to deliver a song. And
thank you.
That is really important. And I love the stories. I just love the lyrics in your music, the way you guys arrange the song and just the different types of sounds that we're picking up with you guys. It's just really, really cool. And I've really enjoyed everything you guys have put out so far.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And we owe a lot too to the people that we're writing with as well. Mm-hmm. We've been very fortunate to be able to write with some amazing writers, you know, even just here within Alberta, and then, you know, also nationally, and then, you know, some in America there too. But yeah, we've just been really fortunate that people are willing to keep writing with us and make us better, because you always, you know, you're always learning. So we always try and write with some strong writers who can, you know, we can learn from. And it's we're super fortunate. And I think all of it that really started when we started doing a lot of co-writing was with Every Little Town, with, you know, Aaron Pollock, who's we've written with consistently since then. And I've written a ton with him, and some of our favorite stuff. So he's been, we always joke that he's an honorary member
of the Prairie States.
Yeah. He's, but yeah, it's just like, there's, we got one coming out here a few months that we wrote with Jesse Slack and Daryl out from Ontario, and you know, this is another kind of really unique tune that's something different. And I mean, it's probably the most unique arrangement we've ever done. it's really cool that we're able to kind of flex some of that songwriting muscle and creativity, and hopefully it resonates with people. It's been going well live, so hopefully the recording translates.
I think that's what you were saying, is people are really excited about your sound. And I think that now that the fans have heard a fair amount from you guys now, like, they've got a body of work to listen to when you guys are playing live. Your live performances are killer, and that really creates the buzz. You guys have rounded out every aspect of what this band needs to be, and you've done a great job at branding that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, the live performance too, we're just happy to be back at it. We were kind of, you know, having to sit on our hands for the last year. I mean, like everybody, everybody had to pump the brakes together. But in some cases, it's a little bit I feel like it's a little bit easier for solo artists, where they can, you know, you can sit back and perform with an acoustic, and you get that really one-on-one songwriter vibe over a Zoom or, you know, Facebook Live or something like that. But for us, it's like, well, what we do is kind of big and loud, and, you know, we're
arena country.
All the stage and, yeah, arena country, exactly, yeah. So it's yeah, unless you're flicking the light switch in your living room while we're playing on Facebook Live, it doesn't really have the same vibe. So to be back, you know, on stage with a big PA and, you know, loud amps, and, you know,
the crowds have been able to hear your music and hear that, play it back and sing it back to you guys, and yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah it's great.
Spending the last 2 years, like when you had done your debut album, you spent 2 years writing The Lost in the Right Direction, independently released it as well in 2018, and eight undeniable tracks. That's pretty impressive. And that is why you guys are multi-award winners, and deservedly so.
Well, yeah, that's very kind of you to say. I mean, there's some songs on there that were, I mean, you look back and you're like, wow, really?
I know. You
But
change, right?
you do, and but I mean, there's still stuff that we're playing live today, you know, and but it was cool. Like we got very lucky with a grant from the Edmonton Arts Council. They're so supportive of the arts here in Edmonton, and our friend Jay Sparrow was willing to just hop in the studio and, you know, produce for free. I shouldn't say that out
Wow, that's
loud, but
nice though. No,
he's
that's
just like he,
amazing.
yeah, he's just like, well, he was just passionate about it, and so got in the studio and just hammered out these 8 tunes, and it was, yeah, it's, I mean, it was the launching pad for everything. So we always say without that kickstart from the Edmonton Arts Council, we don't know where we would be. So it was, yeah, it was really cool that we could, you know, fashion 8 together, and then, you know, it was about, I think it was about a year and change after that we started doing the newer recordings. But yeah, that those first 8 songs were a great thing to have to start with, because I mean, a lot of artists, they, you know, we're in a singles world where, you know, you're putting out, I mean, we're still doing that now, where we're putting out a song at a time. But to be able to, like, just out of the gate come out with 8 songs, you know, looking back on it, I think it's, yeah, wow, we were, I mean, right choice, right time.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely onto something. Like you said there too, we are in the singles world right now. It's not the same when we go to look back when I, purchased albums, and I just couldn't wait to hear, from top song to bottom song. And you always remember what song comes next. It's just not that generation right now. I'm hoping we get back to it. I'm hoping that we get back to these albums. But yeah, it says something, pretty special for you guys to do that. You also got the 2018 Project Wild Development Program. You guys got first place for that too.
Yeah, I mean, that program was next level for so many of our peers too. Like we've, and I mean, it's finished now. Like the mandate is finished for the passing group. So they're, unfortunately, the program's kind of, it's wrapped up for now. Hopefully somebody can figure out something and bring back a version of it, because I mean, the artists that have come out of there.
Huge.
And I mean, even the even if we always said that even if we hadn't placed in the top three, we still would have been way further ahead from what we've learned from there. All the relationships alone that you build, and I mean, just everybody does a few things really, really well, and then you do a bunch of other things that are, you just are just not your strengths. So to learn, kind of like, oh, hey, this is what we do really well, and this is what we need help with, and you can really start to focus where you can spend all your time, and then, you know, spend well, where you spend all your money, hiring a
So
professional
true.
to handle it. So that program was such a, you know, an eye opener for, I think, a lot of us artists that went through it, where it's like, okay, well, this is where I need to lean into help. And then this is where I can lean into my zone of genius, you know, and double down. But yeah, I mean, that program was, yeah, there's such amazing talent that went through it, and it's always so cool to see. Especially, I mean, Stampede just happened, and you see all the alumni that are playing on these
I
massive stages,
know.
and the crowds are playing in front of it's so crazy. So.
It's amazing when you take a look at it. And I know when I did Boots and Hearts when they first opened up that, because I used to be the photographer over at Havelock.
Oh, cool.
And so, you're always backstage interviewing and that. And then I remember seeing so many of the artists that were coming up that, were so scared to get on that stage, on the main stage at Boots and Hearts, and didn't know if Boots and Hearts was going to be there, like what's going to happen with this show. And it was just such a phenomenal launching pad, and continues to be one of the best launching pads for so many artists. But so many of them that are up right now that are the top of their game came off that stage too. So it's incredible, just the different types of relationships you can make, and just how one performance and one contest can change an entire, history journey for you in music.
Totally. It's I mean, the business side of things that we learned from, I mean, I can only speak for the Project Wild development program, but it was, you know, even just like how to learn properly how to write a business plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no shortage of grant bodies out there. I think what stops people from going and actually engaging with them is like
they don't know how to write
like,
it.
Yeah. I don't know how to write it, and then you're just like, ah, forget it. I'll work, and I'll save my own money. It's like, ah, yeah. I mean, but if you get good at this, then you can ask over and over again, and you can, you know, maintain ownership over your music and continue to be an independent artist, and have, you know, these grant bodies help mm-hmm. finance your career and get you to a point where you can be self-sufficient.
You kind of have to be in this business now, because you gotta be ready, locked and loaded, live performances, fan base. You have to, you know, you have to have all those hats that you need to wear, you know, as an independent band. Even to get signed on, you have to have everything presentable and have all your ducks in a row to get signed on. And that's what you guys did. Yeah,
that was the biggest thing that we took away early on, is that, you know, a lot of the industry folks that we were talking with is like, we're not, you know, they can't gamble anymore like mm-mm. they used to. Like there's just not that fault tolerance built in anymore. There's no leeway. They got to make sure it's kind of like a sure shot, and then they'll take you to the moon, you know, like, mm-hmm. but until they can guarantee that, you know, you've got your own ducks in a row, they can't line them up for you. So that was the one thing that we kept hearing, is that, you know, once you have a career to manage, mm-hmm. then we're, you know, ready to hop on board. And it almost didn't matter what the artist was, where they were in their career. That kind of kept coming back as the same narrative over and over. And so, you know, we just try to, like, I mean, that's always been what we've done, is just try and keep the business in as tight as possible, as best we know, and then play big and loud and write great songs. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it, in the end, it will pay off. I think that's the longevity thing of it too. Is like, you just, as long as you're the last one standing, mm-hmm. You know, like there'll be people that are ready to work with you. So
it's great when you do get signed on too, because now you guys are more free to be able to do what you do best, and that is concentrate on the music. Because when you get that team behind you, and they're the ones that are promoting and helping with all of that, it does make a huge difference. You guys still have to have that presence on, you know, social media, and keep social media up on all levels, but it does help a great deal to be able to have a good team behind you.
Absolutely. Oh, it's night and day. And I think it helps too, is that, I mean, we've worn all the hats mm-hmm. doing this thing independently. So even when it comes down to like being able to speak the language that they, you know, these new team members are speaking, it's like, we're not the best at it, but we understand what's being mm-hmm. said, and we understand how we can contribute, and you know, where we've got to just totally delegate and hand over the reins. But at least we still understand what's going on.
Yeah, and you keep that pulse too on the kind of band that you guys want to be. The whole idea, you're taking advice, but at the same time, you're still in control. And that's what I love about Sacramento. They really get behind the artists, and they help out in such an incredible way. That's why they're an award-winning agency. And yeah, it's really cool, you know, this role that you guys are on. And man, you guys are with some good teams right now.
Yeah, everybody has been so, like you said, it's almost like they just want to amplify mm-hmm. what we are, as opposed to try and put their own stamp on anything, which really speaks volumes of you know, who these people are, and you know, their character. You know, mm-hmm. they're not in it to change anybody. They're just in it to like I say, amplify what we're already doing, and just move it to that next level, which is, I mean, we're so ready for it. And mm-hmm. we're excited to be teaming up with Willie and Sacramoto 100%.
Awesome. We are going to be playing a few songs, and I just want for our international listeners to be able to pick up the ones that may not have heard of you yet, to be able to hear the body of work that you guys have had in the past couple of years, because you guys haven't been together that long, and it's amazing what you guys have done with that short period of time. You guys are no stranger to working hard, as we've talked about, learning and building that craft and new ways to connect with fans. Tell us about your single, Every Little Town, and incorporating the fans into this amazing song and video.
Oh, yeah. We, Every Little Town we were writing, we were on a radio tour through Alberta, and we were kind of joking about all the, like, every little town seems to have this certain things, like every little town will have, like, I don't know, an A&W, and then, like, this, you know, certain hardware store, like every little town would have these things. And so when we went to go into the right, that was kind of the basis of it. And then it kind of shifted into, like, the people that every little town has, as opposed to, you know, the buildings, which is much more relatable than a building. But yeah, it was just kind of like just drawing on how everybody kind of has their thing, and it's not good or bad. It's just everybody's got their personality and
special places in their heart for these little towns.
Yeah, exactly. And so we ended up shooting the video for the single in Bashaw, which our guitar player Jeff, his grandfather or his grandparents owned the movie theater there years ago.
And the Majestic, was, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and his dad worked there and as an usher. And so we went back to that same theater, which is now like a performance theater. But yeah, so we shot the performance part in there, and then went through the town. Cindy and Sean Oram, who are complete strangers, and somebody connected on Facebook when we put the call out, like, "Hey, does anybody know anybody in Bashaw that might be able to give us a hand with maybe some land we could shoot this one scene on, or you know, maybe another business that we could, you know, shoot another scene in?" And Cindy and Sean kind of took our hand and basically guided us through the town and connected us with all these great people and places, and they didn't know us, they didn't have to help us, they did this all for free, but they were just so proud of their town.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's just like, that was like the holy smokes, that's what that small town hospitality is, you know. You know, everybody knows everybody, and Cindy and Sean just, took us in and made us honorary Bashonians. I don't know, Bashians. But yeah, that was a special video for us, because it really tied in with kind of Jeff's family.
Whole family, heritage,
Yeah, and then also just that that small town hospitality and everybody's willing to share, and everybody's such a great host.
Really cool story. I loved that story when I read that. I went, oh, that's so perfect. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Every Little Town by multi-award-winning country band The Prairie States, here on Music's Journey.
Everybody knows, deep in the backwoods, we go. End of the day to get away from all that small town talking. 2 minute drive, baby, 15 if you're walking. That bonfire burning through the trees, circle of headlights, it's always gonna be. Has been prom queen down on a look, that guy was a little too old and drinks a little too much. Talking about his 50-yard pass. The kid who works hard at the Shell pumping gas. And a dreamer and a schemer and a favorite soul. And that girl that got away. Yeah. Every little town's got one. Ooh, yeah. And every little town there's a bar that never ends. Kids good in class losing money. VLTs serves the best fries that you've ever had. Jukebox in the corner stood at full blast. Sitting around those tables week after week. Hey! look. The guy who's a little too old and drinks a little too much. That quarterback king, talk about his 50-yard pass. The kid who works hard at the Shell pumping gas. And a dreamer and a schemer and a favorite song. And that girl.
That was Every Little Town by award-winning country rock band The Prairie States. The song was released in 2020, a song about wanting to spread your wings from living in a small town, but sometimes inside you just want to hold on to all those small town connections and values. The song was produced by CCMA and Juno Award winner Bart McKay, who is also working on their new music too. Tell us about that. Tell us about working with Bart.
Oh, Bart is the kindest and nicest taskmaster you'll ever meet. he's such an amazing musician and has such a great ear for melody and kind of how to make a guitar line or a piano line just slot in and be singable and just draw you in. And then I say taskmaster because he's just so, he wants to make sure that we're getting the right, we're hitting it, we're hitting our marks. And Matt will go in for a vocal run and Bart will just be like, oh, that was really good. How about another? And then he'll just non-stop until we get it right. And
that's good though. He knows what he's looking for.
Knows what he's looking for, but he's just such a great hang in the studio. Always a smile. Always, he's the greatest thing is that there's just no ego. The guy's got such a killer resume, and there's no ego. No, I know better. No, nothing that. It's just let's all have a conversation. Let's work through it. And at the end of the day, what's best for the song? Let's make sure we get that. And so, yeah, it's been he's really been instrumental in kind of how the band has grown and developed and really big architect for the way that the sound is. So
I think I like too is that he takes you guys individually and sees what your strengths are individually and works on those. And
totally.
He knows what you guys are capable of even more so than what you guys do. And so that's why he pushes you, because he knows full well what your capability is and he just helps you to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And he's, and he knows that he knows what we've tried to, accomplish as a band or what we want to sound like. So all these like interesting little, musical breaks that might happen in between sections of a song or, little lead line runs or, guitar harmonies, things like that. He's been able to get us to make sure that we pepper it in, but we don't over season the sauce, He's very good at let's make it something that people will want to hear again. They just don't want to you hammer somebody over and over with the same thing all the time, and they won't miss it. It's got to go away for a little while before they can miss it. So
you want it to become the generation's classic,
That
they're going to be playing and kids, their kids are going to remember listening to and that being a part of their legacy in music to what their parents listen to too. And you guys have that. And it's just so cool to see every single release, you could see a difference and see how much further you guys were coming. And that's what I loved about this. And it's so distinct. And that's pretty cool to be able to see from my vantage point and, to be able to look at that. So when you released Tongue Tied and then Just Maybe, that also top streaming song for the band, getting you number one place in Project Wild. We were talking about that. I love Just Maybe.
It is a fan favorite.
It
is for sure.
Such a great song. And I know that the fans loved the video too. Video of the year you got for that too. Tell us about Just Maybe.
Just Maybe was Matt's first song that he ever wrote. And it was, I don't remember why he hadn't been writing but yeah, that was the first song he had written on his own. And it was like it's a love song, but it's a love song kind of, a will they, won't they sort of love song, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. So it's been, I mean, it is the, it's the one that comes up the most when people request tunes, like, you know, oh, hey, we're coming to the show. Are you guys going to be playing Just Maybe? Can you play Just Maybe? So it's, lately this summer, we haven't been playing it as much because we've been kind of amping up the show, trying to keep it, the energy high the whole time, mm-hmm. just because, yeah, I mean, it is what
that's what people are looking for right now.
You know, yeah, it's festival season. It's festival season where, you know, we're out there in the middle of the daytime. No one wants the slow stuff. So, but when we get back into the clubs and get to the, when it's a little bit darker and a little bit more moody, yeah, Just Maybe you'll make it. We'll be bringing it back. But yeah, it's such a fan favorite, and it's been since day one. So.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is Just Maybe by multi-award-winning country band The Prairie States here on Music's Journey.
Just maybe, just maybe, you get what you see. Her eyes, they do too much. She can't hide it from me. Just maybe, just maybe. Call our name on the tree. Oh, baby, won't
That was Just Maybe by the multi-award-winning country rock band, The Prairie States. This song is just so cool. We got to talk about the video because the video the fans absolutely love. Talk about that.
Yeah, the video was, we shot it in a small French restaurant south of Edmonton called, the town's called Beaumont, and the restaurant's called Chartier. And this was right around, I can't remember if it came out before the end of Project Wild or afterwards, but it was kind of like a celebration of, you know, let's get all of our loved ones together and kind of celebrate what's been happening for the band. And then also kind of have these moments throughout the video where we're talking about, you know, why we love each other as, you know, partners and wives and girlfriends. And so, yeah, it was just, it's a touching moment. And it was just kind of like it was a really nice way to celebrate, you know, the people who are our biggest supporters and the ones who basically make it so that we can keep pushing in such a difficult industry to, you know, keep your head above water, and they're always keeping us afloat. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a really great song, and kudos to Matt for writing that one. Really,
yes.
Really cool song. And I think it's nice too for the fans to see that side of you, because you guys put on such a high energy show to begin with. And, you know, to be able to see that, it just lets everybody know the depth that there is in the band, which is really cool to see.
Yeah, I agree.
Talk about Low Life.
The opposite. Just Maybe. Yeah, Low Life. Low Life, I was writing this tune, and it was another Aaron Pollock co-write. And I was, my wife Sarah and I were staying at this, we were house sitting at this massive mansion in Kelowna overlooking the lake, and we started writing Low Life, which is like the total opposite.
I was gonna say, like it's all where about did this, that title come in, yeah, for where you were sitting.
It's all about the simple things, and you know, you don't need much to be happy. It was just a funny way that it turns out. But yeah, I mean, Low Life is just really, we had a few kind of like tongue-in-cheek lyrics, and yeah, it was all about, you don't need a whole hell of a lot to be happy. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of, when we released it, it was right at the beginning of the pandemic. So it kind of took on even more of
the
that
meaning.
Simple things. Yeah. Yeah. And you're just like, wow, it doesn't, when everything's taken away from you, and you can't even get together with your family to have a quick dinner, or, you know,
just to sit down with friends, or even see a friend, you know, at a restaurant or anything, you know. Just
exactly. Kind of chat. Yeah. So once that gets all kind of like put on pause, and the song took on a little bit more meaning to us, and so when we put it out, we ended up partnering with friends of ours at Sea Change, which is a great brewery here in Edmonton. So they produced a bunch of Low Life beer for us, and we ended up handing out 4 packs to, you know, first responders and people who were, you know, working at grocery stores and teachers and everybody who was kind of like on the front lines while everybody else was at home watching Netflix or working from home. Just to kind of give them a big shout out and a cheers.
That's awesome.
To say thank you for everything that you're doing. So, and again, just a throwback to that simple, like, hey, here's a beer. If we could sit down and have a beer and just sit around and chat, we would love to. We can't, so here's some beers on us. So it was kind of just a throw, you know, taking it back to that.
Great Edmonton business and Sea Change Brewery Company doing that, and just being able to recognize everybody that was keeping the country together, keeping families together, and getting the necessities out to everyone, which was really cool, just to be able to show that support to them. A song that is all about, so it's just like you said, the simple things and just finding the joy in those things. Really great song. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Low Life by multi-award-winning country band The Prairie States here on Music's Journey.
All right. Yeah. Ooh. smoke to find cigar. But I've spent a lot of time in the back of an El Camino, rolling that homegrown smoke, jamming out to CCI. Never been to Vegas, but Friday you can find me where the lake is. Won't catch me in a suit and tie. Got one pair of jeans and the fit just right. My kind of country club is an open field and a baseball glove. Gold beer and good company, that's my kind of high society. You can catch me on any given night, just living that low life, yeah. Don't know much about Warren Buffett, but I could go on about his brother Jimmy all damn day.
Low Life by the award-winning country rock band The Prairie States. What a fantastic song that's done so well for them. And a great way to stay connected to the fans. That was really cool.
It was definitely interesting times, so we've got to get creative. Mm-hmm. And
you did that.
I mean, there was a whole thing that we were going to do. It was going to be kind of like the biggest promotional campaign that we'd ever done on a song, and then you have to pivot, and it's just like it actually just ended up working out. And mm-hmm. it felt better to be able to give back and cheers the real rock stars.
Nice.
Out there, as opposed to, you know, kind of like, hey, look at this flashy video. And instead we're, you know, we're shooting it with like our cell phones and I mean, it's an experience.
I loved it, Mike. It was really cool. Tell us about High That I Am Riding, another incredible tune by you guys. And this one was also played at the Rogers Hometown Hockey this year.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of cool to see our song get cut in with like a hockey intro. Mm-hmm. Like it was big. I mean, it felt like whoever was editing that video together for Rogers really, like, I mean, wow. They really they captured the vibe of the song. Like, usually you kind of have to walk people through stuff like that, but they really, wow, that's so cool.
That's awesome. Like, that's why when I looked at the video, I was like, wow, did they ever do a good job with this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They having the cutting in the way that the players' faces looked at certain moments of the tune, and then having these huge hits at other, you know, kind of like pinnacle moments in the song. It was cool. But that one we wrote with Dan Davidson.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think he just needs a regular seat at my show, the amount of times I've had him on, but also the amount of times I talk about him, because he writes with everybody.
He's a beaut, and he's probably the hardest working dude. He's always got something in the hopper, and that's like the thing that's on deck for the thing that he's got in the hopper that, you know, is, you know, on deck for something. Like, he's got six things on the go at all times.
Always.
But I've known Dan for forever from his previous life, you know, playing rock.
Yeah.
And this is our first write together, and we it's about you know, that feeling that when someone's you know, special in your life, when you're around them and you just can't put into words the feelings that they that you're feeling, you know. Like, I think a lot of guys are kind of in that boat where, like, I don't know how to say nice things, you know.
And they don't really want to tip their toe in it either.
It's
just like, they just don't know what to do.
We're not all built to, you know talk about our feelings. So it's this was just kind of like that, kind of about that, how it's the over the top feelings that this person, you know, makes you feel, and kind of like describing all these amazing things, and there's just ain't no describing the high that you're riding with them. And so it was, so like, it was one of those tunes that as soon as we finished it, it was like, oh man, this is a banger, this is good. And it's always, it's one of my favorite to play live. It's one of my favorite to play live.
I love it.
You're
talented. I'm you're really talented writer, Mike. Really cool.
Oh, thanks.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is High That I'm Riding by multi-award-winning country band The Prairie States here on Music's Journey.
When it's uphill both ways, barefoot and backwards, staring at a mountain I can't climb. It's like I'm broke down the highway, looking for direction, so I just keep you on my mind. Cause you're that silver lining, keep on shining on my darkest day. You're that Sunday morning without warning, hallelujah way. Ain't no describing this high that I'm riding with you, but let me try to. It's 100 miles an hour down that dirt road with your eyes closed, dancing on the edge, and you look straight down. Being young and reckless when the pulls are 5-0. Getting brave and getting lost and getting found. The perfect thing I wanna say, but no words come out. Ain't no describing this high that I'm riding. Get up, it's like a chain reaction, but you're the balance by my side. So I take the reins and try to hold on, try to get some traction. It's like breaking a horse that I can't ride. Ain't no describing this high that I'm riding with you. It's 100 miles an hour down that dirt road with your eyes closed, dancing on the edge, and you look straight down. Being young and reckless when the pulls are 5-0. Getting brave and getting lost and getting found. The perfect thing I wanna say, but no words come out. Ain't no describing this high that I'm riding with you. Silver lining, keep on shining on my darkest day. That Sunday morning without warning, hallelujah way. 100 miles an hour down a dirt road with your eyes closed, dancing on the edge and you look straight down. Being young and reckless when the pulls are 5-0. Getting brave and getting lost and getting found. The perfect thing I wanna say when the words come. Describing this high that I'm riding. Silver lining, keep on shining on my darkest day. That Sunday morning was I wanted, hallelujah. Yeah.
That was High That I Am Riding by the multi-award-winning country rock band, The Prairie States. We're going to be playing all these. I'm not announcing them right now because you have no idea the storm we got going on right now. I do not want to get knocked out here. So I'll announce all those after. Okay, so let's talk about Ferris Wheel, because this is another one for you guys that was just amazing that you came out with in, I guess you released that, what, November 2021?
Yeah, Ferris Wheel we wrote with an Alberta-based writer, Shard Morrison. Jeff came to the table with this idea of like, hey, what if there's a guy who's working at a carnival, and it's about all the people he sees while he's manning the Ferris wheel, and all these different people that make their way on, and it turned into like these kind of more about the different points in life, you know, like there's highs and lows, and it doesn't matter, you only get one spin at this, so you better make it count. And it's kind of darker song. Mm-hmm. And it's a little moody.
But it was cool. It was really cool. Really liked this one.
We weren't too sure how it was gonna pan out, and you know, in all honesty, when it was like when we picked it as a single, it's kind of like, well, what the hell, like, well, let's try it. Like, it's not your standard, you know, it's just not your standard radio, you mm-hmm. know, country tune. And still it's, you know, it did really well for us. It was our, you know, one of the best songs we had at radio. They're still playing it on a bunch of stations, and it's still for some reason on streaming, like it does really well. Like, oddly enough, like Sweden and Norway.
I know, isn't it crazy?
Love Ferris Wheel.
So. I know they do. Yeah. They absolutely love it. We have so many fans out that way. And that's awesome. That's one of the ones that they like, nah, you got to ask about this one. It's like, awesome. It was already on my list, guys, not to worry, because I loved that's this great. One too. I really loved this one. And we're going to play this one right now. Here is Ferris Wheel by country rock band The Prairie States here on Music's Journey.
Touch the sky. I've seen lives change with just one ride. Seen newfound love find their first kissing. Old flames die on their second spin. And everyone gets a view from the top for just a second. The whole world stops. Round and round they go. Flashing lights, blasting music in warm summer nights. Fireworks dancing, moonlight glow. Goes by fast, but it turns so slow. It's more than wood and steel. Hold on to something real, Ferris wheel. Watch them go up and come back down. Some laugh out loud, some hold their breath. People at their worst and at their best. Round and round they go. Life ain't always flashing lights, blasting music in warm summer nights. Fireworks dancing, moonlight. Turns so slow. It's more than wood and steel. Hold on to something real, Ferris wheel. Step right up, folks. Touch the sky. Life won't happen very long. Hold on tight, 'cause you won't. Flashing lights, blasting music in warm summer nights. Fireworks, dancing, moonlight, boom. Goes by fast, but it turns so slow. It's more than wood and steel. Hold on to something real. Ferris wheel. Ferris wheel. Ferris wheel.
That was Ferris Wheel by the award-winning country rock band The Prairie States, released in November of 2021. Such a great song. I love, it's got a really cool lick in this one too.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, we, a lot of our, you know, crazy guitar lines and stuff, that's all, it's all the doctor at work. So
love
Doc
it.
yeah, he's a magician, and then the dueling slide parts and stuff between him and Jeff are always, it just brings this weird dark melancholy vibe to a chorus that really, it's a very major and happy turn in the song, but it, yeah, there's just this strange eeriness that kind of goes along with the tune. So yeah, it's a fun one,
definitely, and I can imagine how the fans love that one live. I haven't seen you guys play this one live, but I'm looking forward to it. Now,
thanks.
you guys are up for two more in the CCMAs in September, right?
Well, we made the second ballot. We're going to find out on this coming Wednesday how that went for us. But yeah, there was two second ballots. We made the second ballot for Songwriters of the Year for the last single, Rebel Phase. And then Doc made it to the second ballot for Guitar Player of the Year. So yeah, we're pretty stoked on that.
That's what I'm saying. It's so cool when I look at the band, because every single one of you are so good at what you do. And it's nice to see the bands getting recognized individually like that. And I love it. You guys are doing such an amazing job.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's talk about your brand new single, Rebel Phase. I love this song. It is so good. It is just such an incredible song. This is the first release, I think, for Willing Records, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like we were in talks with Bobby and then it's like, oh, we'll send over the stuff that you guys got in the hopper, because we usually have two or three in our back pocket at any given time. And so we sent them over, and it immediately made Bobby a whole hell of a lot more excited than he was going to be. And he was just so, he's been such a huge supporter of the song, and he loves the tune. And I mean, we loved it, because from the moment we written it, it was it's funny, we were supposed to write this one was with Aaron Pollock and Chris Yurchuk, who we've written a few with. Fall Asleep Alone, we wrote with them, and then the next single coming up here, Slow It Down, is with those guys. Chris couldn't make it, he double booked himself on the Rebel Phase, right? And he's like, I'm so sorry. Such a nice guy. It's not really his thing. And so like, okay, well, I'll make it up to you guys next time we get on the right schedule to write. And he came in and he said he wanted to pay the idea tax because he felt it felt bad. And so he's like, I got this thing I've been working on for a bit. I think it's really good. And so he played through the chorus and I'm like, yep, that's it. That's what we're doing today. That's the song. So we're doing that. And then we finished up the rest of the song, and it was just, as soon as we finished it, it's like, there's no questions. We're recording this thing. Like, it's
such a good song.
Yeah. And it really is. I think everybody in the band kind of really relates to that vibe of the, you know, these having that rebel phase or just not, you know, trying to play music for a living. And so that doesn't really fit the standard boxes when it comes to, you know, necessarily maybe how you're supposed to live your life or what a, you know, safe and secure life will look like. You know, it's got ups and downs. We always say the sizzling highs and terrifying lows. And but still, there's something about it. We got to keep following it and keep chasing it. And so this rebel phase just really, you know, all the lyrics in there just really, I mean, really hits home. So
I think it does with all of us.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too.
When we were talking, I was out on my honeymoon, and I was talking with, I went to go get
certified for scuba diving. Their dive instructor was from the UK, and he had, you know, kind of learning about him and his past, and he just talking about how he got into it, into, you know, instructing, and how all these different turns and changes and things that had happened in his life, and there was nothing really kind of normal or secure about what he was doing, but he ended up doing exactly what he was supposed to be doing, just in a different, just mm-hmm. in a different way. Like, he always loved the ocean, and he wanted to work in conservation and all this stuff, and then he just didn't work out the way he thought. But now he's teaching people how to safely enjoy nature and enjoy the thing that he loves most, which is the ocean. And so you start to hear all these like stories of people kind of in their own rebel phases or their own versions of chasing their dreams, or, you know, it can be even something as small as, you know, people who are just so crazy passionate about golf, and like, you know, the obsession of fine tuning their swings and stuff. It's like all these little things that are like, yeah, it's not, it's out of the ordinary. You're a little bit too obsessed about this one thing, you know. Maybe you're, you know, I don't know, go-karter, you know, like, I don't know what it is, but if you're just chasing it because it got to, it's kind of a
makes a difference. It makes a difference, because I can relate, because I know that, you know, being in radio, so many people losing their jobs and starting the podcast, doing the magazine, all that stuff is just something that I thoroughly enjoy. But I also use this platform for other things when it comes to working with artists and certain subjects out there that, you know, fans really need to hear. And so doing that, you don't make the money, you know, on the magazines anymore and doing all that stuff. But it's, if it's helping people, it's that you believe in it, right? And you stick to it. And a lot of people tell you not to. And yeah, I related to this song. It was a really cool song.
You find that thing that you're passionate about, and you're unapologetically going to drive as hard as you can towards it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what this song. I mean, it's definitely about. It's got some pretty cool imagery. It's a little bit more rebellious than a lot of things, but we love this song so.
Yeah, we all do. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the new single, Rebel Phase, by award-winning country band The Prairie States, here on Music's Journey.
It's wedding season, 5 invitations on the fridge, and I get the feeling there's something that I might have missed. With all my running round this town, my roots are nowhere near the ground, and I guess by now thought I'd be more settled down. Thought the wild streak would fade, but I'm the same dark mustang that I was in my yesterdays. Still a rhinestone in the rough, still the one that rides away. Like mine, never leave behind the rebel things. I'm more barbed wire, tattooed than white picket fence, and I'm more goodbye than coming home at 5 p.m. I've never learned to hit the brakes. I never cared to act my age. So why start now? Thought I'd be more settled down. Thought my wild streak would fade. But I'm the same dark mustang that I was in my yesterdays. Still a rhinestone in the rough. Still the one that rides away. Hearts like mine, never leave behind the rebel things. There's horizons left to ride into, try changing, but there ain't no use in our sunset bound. Thought I'd be more settled down. Thought my wild streak would fade. But I'm the same dark mustang that I was in my yesterdays. Still a rhinestone in the rough.
That was the new single, Rebel Phase, by award-winning country band, The Prairie States. Delivering them one after the next. You can download any of the singles that you've heard on all your streaming platforms, and you can add it to your playlist, and you also can request it at your local country radio station. You guys are one of the Canadian bands to watch.
Well, thank you. There's so much great talent that's undiscovered it's just on the verge of blowing up here in, especially in Canada. There's just so much good stuff, and we're really fortunate to be able to be in a, you know, working in a time that, you know, it's all accessible at any given time, at any hour, from any device. So I think we're super lucky to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you guys representing Canada, and you guys are just knocking it out of the park. So congratulations on everything, all the success that you have right now. And I know this is just the tip of the iceberg for you guys.
Well, thank you very much. That's super kind of you to say. So yeah, really appreciate that.
Now, you mentioned another single just a minute ago.
Yeah. Next month, what month is it? It's July. So August we got a new single coming out online called Slow It Down, and then the following month there's going to be another one called Stack of Vinyl, and then the next big record release is coming out after that, and can't really say much about that one yet, I think, so I may keep that one under wraps. But it's so far that tune is going to be I think it's going to be a game changer for us. So, but yeah, the next two songs were, we've been sitting on them for a little bit, and they're very, Slow It Down's got some of the best lyrics, I think, that that we've gotten in a song, and Stack of Vinyl is probably the most, like I said, probably the most unique format of a tune that we've got. Is the parts just they're different, and it's tough to place where we're getting the inspiration from on this one, but it's super cool. It's exciting. The next few months are going to be something different for us. So
very cool. You guys got something pretty special. Live performance, what do you got coming up?
We've got a show here in Alberta in Devon, opening up for Tay Bay on August 13th. That's Devon Fest. And then there's going to be some stuff coming up. I don't know if it's announced yet, so I'm going to have to keep that under wraps. But there's going to be some stuff during the CCMAs, and then a few things coming up after that. So it's basically the best bet is just to be on the socials or the website to make sure that catching anything new that gets announced. But for right now, the stuff that's announced is the gig with Tay Bay, so that'll be cool.
Perfect. It's been wonderful, Mike, to have you on the show, and I look forward to having you back when you guys are releasing some of that new stuff, some of the new music.
Yeah, it's our pleasure too, and we really appreciate, you know, the support, and I can speak for all, you know, up and coming and emerging acts that it really means a lot that there's somebody who cares as much as you, asking, you know, insightful questions and being as interested and as supportive as you are. So that it really means the world to us. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Love you guys. And you guys just keep killing it out there. And those live performances, I'm going to catch one. Hopefully I'll see you guys in September at the CCMAs.
That'd be great. Yes, please.
And we'll do a live interview then.
Sounds good.
All right. You take care. Thanks, Mike, so much for coming on the show, and say hi to the guys for us.
I will. You have an awesome afternoon.
Okay. You too. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Mike Nash, for coming on the show from the multi-award-winning country band, The Prairie States. So cool. And these guys have got so much coming up. We can't wait to bring them back on the show for you guys. I've got some great artists that I'm going to be interviewing for the month of July. I'll be chatting with Katie Hurt, Katie Topham, Rob Fitzgerald, High Valley, rock band Taming Sorry, Matt Rogers, Petrick, Kelly Prescott, Quinton Blair, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, The Buckleys, Cadence Grace, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Ali Walker, Simone Fuller, Tyler Joe Miller, Dustin Bird, Kadu, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You also can check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.